Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70. Anyway, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Fantastic. How are you?
Good. Can't complain.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Okay. My full name is Nicola Cuddy. It's a very unusual name. It's Sicilian. But please call me Nick. Okay?
Okay.
That'll be the easiest way. And I'm an author and an artist. And I've been doing it about 55 years. And I've worked for the comic book industry. I worked at DC Comics, Warren Publishing, Marvel. And I went to California to work in the movie industry. And I worked at Marvel Films and Universal Studios and Walt Disney Studios. I was a background designer animated cartoons. And a lot of the cartoons you see on television, I've done some of those backgrounds. I designed them.
What's some of your favorite work?
My favorite work actually is writing.
Okay.
At one time, I wasn't sure if I wanted to be an artist or if I wanted to be a writer. But now I just love making up stories. I'm basically a storyteller. And I've brought a couple of my books with me so you can see them.
So you've been on the show before. A couple of years ago, you were here with us.
Yes, that's right.
And we talked about some of your original characters and stuff like that. So in the time since we last saw you, what kind of new stuff have we worked on?
Well, here we go. This is fairly new.
Okay.
I was writing a lot of adult fiction and mostly science fiction and horror. And my partner, Nicoma Dimitro, she suggested, why don't you write something for girls? And I said, science fiction, the field of science fiction, there's not much for girls like her. And so I created Starflake for girls, but it's not just for girls. There's a lot of adventure, a lot of going to different worlds, different planets, that boys and adults would probably enjoy the book as well. And here I have her joining the beautiful young lady that was just there.
Yes.
Is the girl on the cover.
It's one of the things that I find fascinating about how you work. Because we had it last time you were here too.
Right.
Is that you've got a human personification of your characters fairly often.
Yes, I try to make my characters as human as possible with human problems. Even if they're like alien, Starflake is an alien basically because she can live in outer space without a space suit or a space helmet.
Okay.
But at the same time, she is a girl and she has problems of a young girl that a young girl would have. And then part of it is getting along with other people. Or in her case, they may be aliens, they may be space pirates, they may be people from the Deep Space Rangers, and eventually she joins the Deep Space Rangers.
Okay.
So yeah, exactly. And I brought this board with me to give you a rough idea of how I work.
Okay. That was going to be my next question.
What's that white board doing there, right? That was your next question. Okay. Basically, you have to give your character on a journey of some sort. It could be a physical journey or it could be a mental journey. Many times they never leave a room or where they're at. And so you start off with your character starting with a journey, okay? Like so. Now what you have to do is, like, for example, in this one, Starflake rides with the Galactic Bikers. She runs into a group of bikers that are on a mission to rescue their friends who are trapped on an alien world, okay? And they need Starflake because she has the ability to live anywhere on any planet.
Okay.
And so they said, this we need. And so Starflake joins them. And then along the way are all sorts of things which take her away from her main purpose. She may meet an alien that she has to defeat, or they may stop on a space station, and she's going to be kidnapped because of the fact that she has the ability to live anywhere. And so that's the whole idea, is that on the way to them from the main journey, you have all of these offshoots. And then finally you hit a climax, mm-hmm. where the mission is either successful or not, and then you go down here, which is finishing off the book.
Okay.
Because if you finish off the book at the climax, people are left, what happened afterwards? What happened after she conquered?
Yeah.
This? So what happened after that she rescued?
Yeah.
And so that's why you have the anti-climax, more or less. And so basically that is how I do my writing.
Okay.
I give my characters a purpose, and then I take them on that journey through getting to their final goal. And then once they reach that final goal, then we go down to the anticlimax.
Okay.
And so that's it in a nutshell. And I've done something like about 7 Starflake novels. These are just 2 of them.
Wow.
And this one is the latest one, where she finally joins the Deep Space Rangers that she's run into many other of her adventures. And here we're trying to get a movie done. I've already written a movie script,
okay.
and I'm shopping it around right now. So hopefully we'll be able to get a movie of Starflake and the Rides with the Galactic Bikers. They're a biker gang, but a good bunch of guys.
Just out of curiosity,
sure.
You said you've done how many of these?
Oh, 7.
7? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got 7. Why did you choose that one to focus on?
Well, it's my personal favorite.
Okay.
And
Fair enough.
Yeah, basically it's one where she's trying to join in with this gang.
Oh, okay.
And she's having a lot of problems because there are members of the gang. There's only 4 of them. But there are members of the gang that just don't like her because she's a spunky young kid.
Okay.
And so they she's having problems winning them over.
Okay.
And I thought, gee, this is something that most kids run into.
Sure.
They want to belong to a group of people. And there's always those people in the group that just don't like them and don't want them in their group.
Fair enough.
And that's basically what this is more about. As I said, I've humanized as much as I can what the story is. There's adventure, and there's ray gun battles, and all sorts of things like that. But there's also a very human problem in every story. And this one, too, there's the same thing, where she joins the Deep Space Rangers, but they're very suspicious of her. And and winning them over is a difficult thing for her to do.
Okay.
So...
So, trailing back to kind of how you got into this,
mm-hmm.
how did you transition from, your illustrations to writing?
Okay, well, I started out as an illustrator. I was assistant to a comic book artist, Wallace Wood, a very well-known comic book artist. And while I was working for him, learning how to draw, really, learning how to draw comics, I wrote some stories because I know writing better than I know art. And so I wrote some stories for Creepy, Eerie, Vampirella. Those were popular horror magazines of that time. And after a while, I found out that my stories were being more widely accepted than my artwork.
Okay.
As an artist, I'm just so-so. But as a writer, I've been getting awards and I've been getting acclaim, and so I started concentrating on writing. And when I went to Hollywood to work for the different studios, like Universal and Disney and so on, I concentrated on my artwork because I wanted to be a better artist. But after I left the studios and started working for different comic book companies, I decided to just concentrate on my writing. And wrote more and more stories. And I've got several hundred stories published So I'm very happy as a storyteller.
Several hundred stories published.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's Edgar Allan Poe level publishing.
Oh, well, yeah.
Very few people get that many stories published. That's impressive.
Oh, well, thank you very much. But you have to, because in the comic book industry, the pay is not always very high. So you've got, there was a time when I was writing a story a day, because I was married, I had a child, and so I had to bring in food, and my writing was being accepted. So I wrote a story a day, which is not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
And so that's 365 stories in 1 year. And I did that for close to 2 years.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I don't write that many stories now because it would really, now I'm retired, so okay. I can write as many or as few stories as I want. And I decided to concentrate on novel writing. And I've written quite a few novels.
That's really cool. So,
definitely.
Well, thank you.
And the main character.
Starfleet.
Yeah. How did you, what kind of connection do you have with the actual actress?
The actress? You just saw her a little while ago. Yeah. We did a contest. We needed a Starfleet to pose for the different covers. And there she is. And we needed a Starfleet to pose for the different covers.
Sure.
And so my partner said, why don't we run a contest? And so we ran a contest, and Alicia Sage won the contest.
Very cool.
Turned out we were so lucky because in many ways, Alicia is a doll. She's a wonderful, wonderful gal and very easy to work with.
That's great.
And always shows up for any convention or anything that we need her for, including photo shoots and anything else we need her for. She's always there. And she loves animals. Okay. I've got photographs of her holding snakes and lizards and playing with them, and just and a boa constrictor. She had this giant boa constrictor wrapped around her. She had alligators in her arms, which is great because that's the adventurous attitude of Starfleet. Starfleet loves adventure. So does Alicia.
That's amazing.
And that's really great.
That works out well. I would not be interested in that. The snakes. And
yeah, no.
Doesn't bother her in the least.
No, thank you.
Well, that means she's perfect for the role.
Exactly. Plus, she's a scholar. She has won a number of awards for scholarship. And she's also a black belt karate. So she can defend herself, which is what Starfleet has to do. So that's really great. Plus, she has two wonderful parents who have to attend every convention or every photo shoot because, believe it or not, Alicia is only 13 years old.
Wow.
And so she always has to have a parent present.
Wow.
And her parents are absolutely wonderful.
Awesome.
They're so good and so easy to work with.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you have somebody who's able to be the visual representation.
Oh, absolutely.
That's not just the visual representation.
Yeah. Right.
Who is the personification of the character.
Exactly.
That makes all of it more believable.
Oh, absolutely. Because so many times you'll see actors play tough guys on the screen, and then off the screen, they're nowhere near like the person they play.
Sure.
I mean, some cowboys don't even ride horses, or they're afraid of guns. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Alicia is Starfleet on screen and Starfleet off.
That's awesome.
So we're very lucky there.
Now, if people want to find out more about your series or find out where they could purchase them, how can they do that?
Okay, they can just go on Amazon.
Okay.
You can get the books on Amazon. You can also go to my website, which is NicolaEntertainment.com. And pick it up there, or like I said, or go to Amazon. So you won't have to just put in Starfleet, and some of the novels should pop up without any problem.
Fantastic. Well,
that's amazing.
As always, we appreciate you coming and taking the time to talk to us.
It is my pleasure. It really is.
And have a great rest of the day, and good luck with the books.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.